Okay. We've been talking about the sugya of Dichay Etzel Mitzvos, of not actually about the sugya, we've been saying we're going to talk about the sugya of Dichay Etzel Mitzvos, so let's actually talk about the sugya. Just a public service announcement, a couple of public service announcements. Number one, there is no yeshiva-wide Milav Malka this Mosai Shabbos. It's the night before Yehuda's wedding, and the source thought we should just save it as like a kickoff event for maybe next semester. We'll do like a we'll do Milav Malka then. So that's public service announcement number one. Public service announcement number two. I asked Rabbi Levin to prepare a Gemara shir rather than a Halacha shir to be said sometime soon. So probably to kick off the next sugya, I told him to prepare starting from the next mission to give him a good starting point. To say a Gemara Shir, so that we could hear him say a Gemara Shir rather than a Halacha Shir. Obviously, it's in the works to try to get Rabbi Levin a Shir here next semester. So I think it would benefit all of us, myself included, to hear Rabbi Levin say a Shir. So I don't know whether that's going to be tomorrow or maybe Sunday, but it's going to be Bez Hashem very soon. Anything else? I think that's it for now. Okay, Dichay Etzel Mitzvos. So basically, this sugya is split into two parts. Half of it appears on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, and the other half, that's more halachic in terms of what we end up with, appears on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So it's important to read the Gemara before we do the Lamedus, because it's important to be clear on what the each step of the Gemara is saying, what the details of the Gemara are, and to be just clear about what the cases are. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah told us a din that Niktam Rosho, the Mishnah at the beginning of Hadas HaGazel, also similar by Lulav, but over here by Hadas it's different for reasons we'll see in a second. But the Mishnah said that Niktam Rosho, if the top of the Hadas is chopped off, so the Hadas is going to be pasul. Right? That's one din that we had in the Mishnah. Another din we had in the Mishnah is that if a Hadas has too many berries, it's pasul. Now, on the Niktam Rosho part, the Mishnah never discussed how that could possibly fix itself, if that's ever going to change. Our Mishnah just said it's pasul. Top gets cut off, it's pasul. It's not going to grow back, it's pasul. That's the assumption, that's what seems from our Mishnah. The Mishnah, when it discussed Anav Merubos Me'alav, so obviously discussed the possibility of, okay, now it has more berries than it has leaves, so now it's pasul, but what if you fix it? What if you remove the berries and then it has more leaves than it has berries? So the Mishnah directly dealt with that and said, in Miatan Kasher, that if you fix it and you take away the berries, it now will become Kasher. Those are two distinct cases in the Mishnah. Be clear, the Mishnah never discussed how to fix Niktam Rosho. It did discuss how to fix Anav of Merubos Me'alav. Says the Gemara, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, about 8 lines in. Niktam Rosho. Tani Ula Bar Chinina Niktam Rosho. And here's the first time we have how to fix Niktam Rosho. Va'olso bo Tamara. That where the top of the Hadas was chopped off, it now grows over and it looks Shalem again. Meaning when it's Niktam Rosho, it looks like clearly something is Chasu. You see that it's cut off prematurely, but now it's also Botamara. It has something that grows over that area, like scabs over, and therefore it looks Shalem again. So it's no longer Niktam Rosho, Kasher. Now one could have argued, had you not had this statement of Ula, what do you mean? It's now not Niktam Rosho. It's still Niktam Rosho. You chopped off 2 inches, you lop off 2 inches off the top of the Hadas. So what, because it grows a little scab, it's not Niktam Rosho anymore? So Ula's Mechadesh that yes, it's not Niktam Rosho anymore, because Niktam Rosho is the appearance of Chisaron, not actual Chisaron, presumably. That if it were an actual Chisaron, you're still missing whatever, however many inches there were from the top of the Hadas. But the appearance of Chisaron, the fact that it looks like something that's not a Davar Shalem, it looks like something that was cut off prematurely, as opposed to once it grows a Tamara, so now it doesn't look like something that was cut prematurely, it looks like a Davar Shalem. So that would make it kosher again. So also about Tamara, kosher. On that case, asks the Gemara, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, following Shaila, Niktam Rosho Me'erev Yom Tov, va'olso bo Tamara b'Yom Tov Mahu, Yesh Dichay Etzel Mitzvos Halo. So there's the key line. Yesh Dichay Etzel Mitzvos Halo. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila is the following. Let's say it was chopped off before Yantif, and when Yantif started, it was still chopped off. It still was chaser, it was still missing the top. And it didn't look like a Davar Shalem. So when Yantif started, if you would have asked somebody, can you use these Dalad Minim, they would certainly tell you no. And then sometime on Yantif, it grows back. So do we say that when Yontif starts is when we have to define, this is it, it's like it's almost like Muktzah, that whatever it is, Ben HaShemashos, is going to determine its status for the rest of the day. Do you say, okay, now that Yontif is starting, it's Pasul, so it's got to remain Pasul no matter what physical changes it goes through? Yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos, that it's been nidche from the possibility of the mitzvah? Or do you say, no, ein dichoy etzel mitzvos, just because it's been rejected from the possible mitzvah right now, does not mean that it's rejected forever. It just means that right now it's no good, but it can still fix itself even in the middle of Yantiv. Now, how do you understand that line? Also about tomorrow be Yantiv. What time of the day is that? Also about tomorrow be Yantiv. How do you understand that? When is that? Okay, let me be more clear. Yantiv starts, let's say, 7 o'clock. Sunrise the next morning is 6 a.m. When was it also built tomorrow that we have an issue?
Something before the chiyuv of shaking lulu kicks in.
Is it dafka before, dafka after, or does it make a difference? So you think it's dafka before the chiyuv kicks in. So you want to tie in that if it's also about tomorrow on the first day of Yantiv, then for sure dichwe, it's already nidcha. You can't use it anymore. The whole shaila is if it grows back the first night of Yantiv. The problem with that is that's really problematic to read in the Gemara. Also about tomorrow, b'yomtov means bilel yomtov rishon. Sounds like sometime over the course of Yantiv. Right? That at any time over the course of Yantiv, if it grows back, that's when we have our shaila. That as opposed to if it didn't grow back before Yantiv, if it grew back rather before Yantiv, so then it's no question that it would for sure be okay. But if it only grows back on Yantiv at some point on Yantiv, that's when we have our shaila. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Yeah? Do we have a din that has to be Roy L'Shiva? No. Right? That's if anything, a din in Sukkah, it's not right, not by Hadassah. Now, what if it grows back the first night, middle of the night? What are we saying over here? What's the key time in terms of determining whether this is a kosher hadas or this has been rejected? Meaning, let's assume for a second, yesh dichui. Yesh dichui would mean, okay, once it's declared pasul, it's pasul. Before Yantiv, it can't be declared pasul because it doesn't matter yet, it's just a branch. At what point does it become a hadas? Does it stop becoming just a branch and becomes a hadas where you say, okay, if it's pasul now, it's going to remain pasul. It can't be fixed. Is it when you can first do the mitzvah, which is the first morning? It's not when you can first do the mitzvah, but when Yantiv starts. When Yantiv starts, now a hadas is a hadas, no longer just a branch. So misvara, what would you say misvara? What would you think misvara? What should be the critical point? I would have thought when the chiyuv kicks in. Sure, I would say, look, that's the zman of the mitzvah, so now it becomes no longer a branch, now it's a hadas, now is when you got to worry about it. Misvara, I would say that warning. Problem is, it doesn't sound like that's what the Gemara is saying. Because the Gemara is never mechalik. It just says, also, tomorrow b'yom tov. Sounds like even if it grows the night before. Question is, what's the svara for that? Why would the beginning of yontif matter, legabe the din of dalin minim? There's no mitzvah of dalin minim at the beginning of yontif. The mitzvah of dalin minim only starts the next morning. So why is that the cutoff time for the mitzvah of Dalet Minim? Yeah.
Strengthen the question is that if the one was really asking about, you know, Dafka Moin, then Yirmi's question would have been stronger if it asked, you know, a case of where it was Nikdam at night and then grew back in the morning, trying to prove the point that only if it grows back during the morning, that's when you do.
Right. Or at least we could have had an Intim Tzilomar or something where the Gemara would have asked like a series of questions. Okay, what about, if you say that's Dichoy, what about this? Right, but the Gemara doesn't seem to do that. I think the pshat in the Gemara is also about tomorrow b'yomtov means at any time in Yantiv. And the question is not what does the Gemara mean as much as it is we know what the Gemara means. If it grows back at any point after Yantiv starts, that's our shaila of dichli. Our question is why does the first night play into the laws of Hadassim? Shouldn't we only start at the morning? Why does the Gemara assume that the starting point is when Yantiv starts? Yeah.
Why can't it just be that, like by Muktzah, I mean, that's a different din, but that when Shabbos comes in, that creates the status of that.
Because Muktzah is a din that applies for all of Shabbos, beginning to end. That would mean him only. So for Sukkah, I would agree. Sukkah is a mitzvah, it starts at night. But that would mean him, there's no mitzvah at night. You don't take that would mean him at night. Even if you didn't take all day, you wouldn't take
that
would mean him at
night. Why can't, like, the nature of Shabbos be that, like, the status of something is at that moment, that's what it remains. Like, well, it doesn't matter when the mitzvah is moving forward or not.
Okay.
At that moment, that's what it is. You can't change that. We always look at it like that moment, and like that's the status of that item throughout Shabbos. Like,
but you understand what you're suggesting, and it's important to just clarify exactly what. You know, if I could put it in different terminology, you tell me if I'm off over here. That Dalet Minim is not separate from the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Dalet Minim is a mitzvah that's a din in the Yom. It's a din. Now, Elamai, not the whole day is kosher to do this mitzvah, but it's a Sukkos related mitzvah. It's about the Yom Tov of Sukkos. It's not that it happens to be the Torah gives us a mitzvah of Sukkah, and that's for all 7 days, even nights. And the Torah also happens to give us another mitzvah that happens to land out on the same at the same time as the mitzvah of Sukkah. And that mitzvah is called Dalet Minim, and it's just during the daytime periods. It's coincidence. The two happen to be at the same time. If that were the case, then the night before shouldn't matter at all. Right? What you're suggesting is that the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And therefore, true, I don't take the Dalet Minim during the nighttime. But the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is a chelik of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So the Yom Tov of Sukkos determines the kashrus of my Dalet Minim.
Right.
Did I say that right?
Right. I'm saying even more, it's not that it's a part of it. Like it creates it in a sense. And if it's not Sukkos, I don't
know. Oh, no. Once it's a part of it, then it's going to create it. Meaning since Dalet Minim is a din in Sukkos,
then
Sukkos is going to determine, now this is a chavtah shel mitzvah, it's not just a twig. Right? Sukkos is going to determine that. Keep that on the back burner for a moment, for more than a moment. But we're going to get back to that idea, I think. Anyway, back into Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara. I promised myself I wouldn't do that. The top was cut off before Yantav, and then it grows back on Yantav. Do we say it's rejected from the mitzvah or it's not rejected from the mitzvah? So says the Gemara, very Pashuk, whether dichoy applies to mitzvahs or not. Just be very clear in the terminology. Dichoy etzel mitzvahs means, if you say yesh dichoy, it means that if it was ever not kosher, it has to remain not kosher forever. Ein dichoy means, just because it was not kosher once, doesn't mean it's rejected forever, it might still come back. So says Gemara Tishla Me'adetan, we have a Beferish Mishnah like this in Maseches Chulin. Kisov in Eskala Pat Milchasas, there is a mitzvah called Kisoy Adam, that when a person shechts a chayo or an oaf, not a behemoth, but if you shech the chay or an oaf, you have to cover up the blood, all the blood that's all around, from the makom hashchita, from the area where you shechted, you have to do a kisui adam on that blood. So if you cover up the blood, and then it becomes uncovered, patur milchasos, you don't have to cover it again. So why? Why wouldn't I have to cover it again? That's the pashur halach in the Mishnah. Why wouldn't I have to cover it again? In that case? I already did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to keep covering it. The mitzvah is not sheyehei hadam kasu. If that's the word. The mitzvah is not that the dam should be nichse, whatever, that the dam should be covered. The mitzvah is to do kisui hadam, to cover the blood. I have no responsibility to make sure that blood remains covered forever. I have a responsibility to cover the dam. So I covered the dam already. I'm done. I did my mitzvah. That's not our issue. Kiso haruach. What if the wind covered it up? I didn't cover it up. A wind blew and blew dirt all over the blood. Chayiv lechasos. Then I do have to cover it. What do you mean? Cover it. It's already covered. So says the Gemara. No, it means, Vam Rabbi Rechanan Rabbi Yochanan Lashon Ola Shechazav Nizgala. It means that if the wind covered it, and then the wind uncovered it, then I still didn't do my mitzvah. I got to go and cover it. But if the wind covered it and it's still covered, right? Avalo Chazav Nizgala, Patum Ilchasos, then I don't have to cover it. Because the wind blew a covering over the blood, so now I don't have a chiv to cover it. Why? Why don't I have a chiv to cover it? I still didn't do my mitzvah. Why don't I have a chiv to cover it?
There's nothing to cover it.
Right, meaning, Kisei Adam is a situational mitzvah. If you're in the situation where there is dam that was shechted from a chayah and oaf, that is something, there is dam that's shechted from a chayah or oaf, and that dam is left uncovered, that's the situation of the mitzvah. Meaning, when the wind blows dirt over it, it's like circling off one of the corners of your tzitzis. You're not going to say, oh, but I didn't do the mitzvah of tzitzis, I better put a tzitzis on it. No, it's no longer in the situation where it's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah. Right? That's not a situation for the mitzvah. But if you then square off that corner again on your tzitzis, obviously now you do have to put tzitzis on it. Right? So if the wind blows it off, so then you do have to put it on. So va'avinin basa, the Gemara says, wait a second, ki chazav v'niskala, amai chayiv l'chasos, hol v'yidchi yidchi. When it gets uncovered, why should you have to cover it up again? don't we assume that once it's been covered by the wind blew the dirt on it, now it's nidche from the mitzvah. It's pushed off from the mitzvah. So since the mitzvah's gone, so the mitzvah should never come back. And we should say the same thing by a hadas sheniktam rosho. The top of the hadas was cut off, the mitzvah's gone, so it can't come back. We should say, if we're going to say, sorry, I'm saying it backwards. If you're going to say by a hadas, that when the tamara grows on the top of the hadas, it doesn't matter, it's already been pushed away, you can't bring a mitzvah back from the dead, well then why are we allowed to bring kisui adam back from the dead? When the wind blew the dirt over the dam, I was pater, so the mitzvah was dead. Now when it gets uncovered, we're going to bring the mitzvah back from the dead? You see from the fact that there is a chiyuv to cover it when it becomes uncovered, that ein dichrei etzel mitzvos, we don't reject it forever. We do bring the mitzvah back from the dead. So if the hadas was dead, niktam rosho, it was pasul, and then you brought the hadas back by also bel tamara, by growing something, so you bring it back from the dead. So you see clear. So v'amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said zos ameris ein dichrei etzel mitzvos. Rav Papa said that's great. There you have it. It's enough in the Mishnah that mitzvos don't get pushed away forever. So says the Gemara, Rav Papa wasn't so convinced that that's a great raya. Why? Because he's not sure how definitively that Mishnah was speaking. So Rav Papa goof on me by later. Rav Papa wasn't really sure that the Mishnah was telling me that we know for sure that I have a chiyuv to cover the dam. Meaning, Mishnah pashalei dein dichei to mitzvos loshon lekulav loshon lechumra odil musfukam esafkalei lechumra amin lekulav amina. Take it. Rav Papa himself wasn't sure. When the Mishnah says that if the dam becomes covered by the wind, and then the wind uncovers it, so yeah, we say you have to cover it. That's what you practically have to do. Is that absolute required? The halacha, it's a suffix. It's a suffix, whether you have to or don't have to. So Rav Papa's going to say, yes, over there we'll tell you what's the most cautious thing you could do, misafik. Cover it, might as well do it. So that's what we're going to say, ein dichrei etzel mitzvos. We say ein dichrei etzel mitzvos as a chumrah. But if we were to say ein dichrei etzel mitzvos by the hadas, what would that mean for our hadas? The hadas had its head chopped off. It then grows a tamara. Ein dichrei etzel mitzvos would tell me that the hadas is now kosher. I'm not going to use another hadas. I'm going to use this hadas because I believe it's kosher. That's a kula. To let me use this hadas as opposed to using another definitely kosher hadas, that's a big kula. So maybe ein dichrei etzel mitzvos, we don't paskin that way. We're mesupak. So as a suffix, we go luchumra. The suffix we go luchumra. So b'kisei adam means that you have to go be mechasa the dam again. By the hadas, it doesn't mean that it's going to be kosher. Maybe by the hadas we should be cautious and say it's pasul luchumra and go take a different hadas. That's how the Gemara seems to pretty much end over here. It leaves it as a teku. Well, I shouldn't really say it ends over here because the Gemara then, there are three cases of dichui that our Gemara discusses directly. There's niktam rosho v'also bo tamara, which we've just been discussing. There's the case of the kisui adam, and then there's the third case of the berries, and that's the one that the Mishnah spoke about directly, where you pull off the berries. So says Gemara lema katanai avrav liktam pasul divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Sadu v'cham makshirin. If you pull off the berries, does it become kosher again or not? Isn't that exactly the dichui issue? When it had too many berries, it was pasul. When you pull off the berries, does it now become kosher again? Or do you say, no, once it's pasul forever? Gemara gets into a whole chagadia about what that machlokas might be about, how it might not necessarily be about dichui. Fine, but the Gemara at least wanted to suggest that that machlokas might be about dichui. Skip ahead to Amud Beis. Skip ahead to Amud Beis. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara itself discusses the dichui issue in regards to being memayit the hadas. So says the Gemara in Miyaton Kasher, about 7-8 lines down. In Miyaton Kasher, the miyatinu emas. When are you picking off these berries? Ilim mekami de la agdei pshita. If you pick off the berries before you ever put it in the lulav, so of course it's fine. Why would it be a problem? It's just a twig. You're not doing anything to it. It was never a chefta shel mitzvah yet anyway. So if it never became a chefta shel mitzvah, it would never be nidche. Ela l'basur de la agde. It must be that after you made the aguda. So says the Gemara, dichui mei karuhu. tifshot mina dichui meyakar lo ave dichui. We should be able to derive from there that when it's been nidche from its very beginning, it wasn't something that was kosher, then became pasul, then became kosher again. It was something that started out as pasul and then became kosher. We should say that's okay, that it's allowed to become kosher. So says Gemara, liolam basur da avdei, v'ksaver eger azman ba'almu, v'azman ba'almu lav klumu. Let's read a little further. Vein matin b'yomtov, says Gemara, ha'avar v'liktan mai, you're not allowed to pick off the berries on yomtov. What if you did? What's the halacha? Kosher. Then it's going to be kosher. Da ashkar emas, when did it become bad? Ilem da ashkar etmal dichoy me'ekaruhu, tifshot mina dichoy me'ekar delavi dichoy. You see a whole different tone of the Gemara over here than there was in Amun Aleph. In Amun Aleph, what were we concerned about? Yesh dichoy esel mitzvos, ein dichoy esel mitzvos. What's the Gemara mostly concerned about over here? It's not just yesh dichoy, ein dichoy. It's a whole different tone. You know, what are we worried about over here?
When?
Right. When did it become possible in the first place that you're trying to bring it back from the dead? Dichoy me'ikara. All of a sudden, the whole sugya changed. It's not just, does the concept of dichoy apply? Now it's, when does the concept of dichoy apply? Is it meikara, or only if it was roi in the first place? So what does the Gemara say? Alav da'ashkar b'yantav, nir v'nidchu, shamina nir v'nidchu chosav v'nira. Let's get to the bottom line over here. So it says the Gemara, liom da'ashkar meikara, dichoy meikara d'lavi dichoy tifshot mina. Here's the bottom line of the sugya. When something was never good, and then it became good. So then, you take a dusi araya from there, that it's kosher. Aval nir v'nidche chozer v'nira lo tifshot. What we don't know is if it was kosher, then it became pasul, can it now be brought back from the dead? That we don't have an answer to. So, on Amud Aleph, we were concerned, is there dichoy or is there not dichoy? On Amud Beis, the Gemara forgets about whether there is dichoy or is not dichoy, or rather assumes that there, you know, that's not the critical part of the discussion anymore. Now it's about the timing of the dichoy. There are two possible circumstances. One possible circumstance is where when yontif started, it was already pasul, klat treif, no good, and then it became kosher. The other circumstance is that when yontif started, it was good. Then it became pasul, then it became kosher again. The Gemara says the first of those circumstances, we know what the halacha is. We have a psak on that. And what's the halacha? Yesh dichoy or ein dichoy. So you say, ein dichoy. Right? That's going to be kosher. The first of those circumstances, where it started pasul, then it became kosher, okay, that's fine. That could become kosher. That's okay. The shaila is, if it started kosher, became pasul, and then became kosher again, can that be kosher? Would you have said it that way? Meaning misvara, which is better? Which do you think is more likely to be kosher cheftza shel mitzvah? Something that was never good, or something that was good became bad and now we fixed the problem? So what would you have said? Right? It started out good. So it had a temporary problem. Okay, we fixed it. We worked out the kinks. Now it's okay. It's good again. But that's what I would have said misvara. Gemara seems to be saying the opposite, though, no? That tifshot mina, that if it was never good, okay, so it could become good. But if it was good and then became no good, then it can't become good again. Well, what's the svara? So look at Rashi. Tifshot mina, divade dichui meyakara adif minir v'nidche. He says, no, dichui meyakara is better than nir v'nidche. Having never been good is better than having been good once. Is it? To have loved and to lost is better than to have never loved at all? Is that the expression? How does it go? Something like that? What? Right. He's saying, Dicha Meikara. Right. Right, that phrase is against Rashi, because it's not true, by the way. Probably. Well, no. Okay, I'm not going to get into whether that's true. That's Hashkafa Shmuz. Put that on Rabbi Kamenetsky's list. Dichoy me'ekara adiv minir v'nidche, dimashlo nir l'mitzah me'olam ad achshav, hashtuhu d'mischazi v'avi k'karbon shohuk tash achshav. That which was never kosher is now becoming roi, and it's like a, you know, brand new thing. Things can go from being chulin to kadosh, so something can go from being nidchet to being good, from being possible to being kosher. It's just, it wasn't ready yet. That's all it was. Beforehand, it wasn't that it was possible, it just wasn't ready yet. But now it's ready. Aval nir le mitzvah v'nidchem mena havali dichli. But something that was once roy for the mitzvah, it was ready yet. How do I know? Because it was kosher. And then it became possible. So then the problem is a real problem. It's not just that it wasn't ready yet. Now, Rashi uses terminology over here, kikarbon shehukdash. If you look at Rashi at the beginning of the sugi also, very into karbanos over here. Right? What does Rashi say? Yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos, lam gimel amr alef, klomar, noheges toras dichoy etzel mitzvos, kishem shenoheges etzel karbanos? Is dichoy going to work by mitzvos like it does by karbanos? In the sense that once a carbon becomes possible, you can't bring it back. Dimnir v'nidches mishenishchita amrit yidche desulo hadar chazi. That by a carbon we know that if the carbon became possible, there's nothing you could do, even if it then becomes kosher again. So by mitzvahs also say the same thing. So Rashi is very concerned with how dichle etzel mitzvahs has to be an outgrowth of karbanos for some reason. Why can't it just be a shayla? Dichle etzel mitzvahs is not dichle etzel mitzvahs. What's it got to do with karbanos? Why is he getting all caught up about karbanos? I'm asking more questions than I'm answering right now. But I think it will become clear soon. Right? So you see a clear obsession with Rashi about karbanos. But you also see, skipping around a little bit, again, back to that Rashi and Amud Beis, the terminology the Gemara uses to express a phrase is important. It's very important. The Gemara could have said, Yesh psul li'olam etzel mitzvos, or ein psul li'olam. When something becomes possible, does it become possible forever or not possible forever? It's not the terminology the Gemara chose to use. It chose to use the terminology Yesh dichoy etzel mitzvos. What does dichoy mean? Push. Push away. Meaning, the point is, seems to be, and Rashi seems to be emphasizing this, it's not about whether it's kosher or not. It's about the fact that we actively pushed this mitzvah away. And that's why when it comes to a mitzvah that was never kosher, no one ever pushed it. It was never kosher, now it became kosher. That there's no issue. That's something could not be kosher and then become kosher. There's no concept of psul li'olam etzel mitzvos. Something could be possible, could become kosher. Of course it can. Our issue is dichoy etzel mitzvos. Our concern is if you've actively rejected a mitzvah, you've had something that was good and you shoved it away, does that have to be permanent? Yeah.
So according to that, so let's say you have nitam rosha, let's say like, you know, you have a hadas and it's outside and the wind, you have a strong wind and it breaks it. So you weren't dohe yourself.
No, I don't think Rashi means that you, if I came off that way, not that you actively did it, that it has been actively pushed away. Meaning okay. The point is that it was nidche rather than the fact that it just wasn't good. Not being good or was rejected. Not necessarily that you had to actively do a maisa to reject it, but it's not just that it wasn't good, it's that it was rejected. That's what Rashi seems to be emphasizing over here. You see that in the words, right? I'm pretty sure that's what... where did I see that in Rashi? Okay, so it wasn't roi for the mitzvah. Okay, so now it is roi. But it was roi and you pushed it away, it was shoved away, it was thrown out of the category, so then it's not allowed back. Question? No? Good? Okay. To discuss dichoy etzel mitzvos, this isn't the only sugya we need to see. There are other sugyas. Now, okay, there are basically two pieces that I wanted to do within dichoy etzel mitzvos. There's no way we're going to be able to do both of them today. One of them is from Rav Soloveitchik, and it appears in different forms and with different rayas and different examples in two places. One in Harei Kedem and one in Shirei Aravan Hilchas Avelus, which we'll see how it connects in a second. That is more on the lumdus side of the sugya. On the other side, you have Rav Nevensal, much more halacha side of the sugya. Rav Nevensal discusses, okay, we know tifshot mina when it's Tichonei Kara, near Vinitchezni, by the Lovshita, what are we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, right? So the Rav Demetzal gets much more into the halacha. I want to get to both. I want to do the way I've introduced you to the sugya till this point, took a little longer than I thought, but the way I introduced the sugya till this point was to set it up for the Rav Soloveitchik piece. So just to let you know, sometimes it's good to know where we're heading. Now, Tosfos, Dibra Maslom Niktam. Tosfos Dibra Maslom Niktam is bothered a little bit. He says, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a shaila over here. Yesh tichoyetzel mitzvos or ein tichoyetzel mitzvos. Now, the Gemara, later on, is going to prove from our Mishnah that if you take a hadas that has a bunch of berries on it, and you pull off all the berries on Yantif, it is kosher. Meaning, very clearly, the Gemara says, you see, that ain't dichoy etzel mitzvos. When it's dichoy meikar, it's not going to be pushed off forever. It's going to be kosher. Dichoy meikar is not dichoy. That's not considered dichoy. So let's say the top of the hadas was cut off before Yantif, and it grows back on Yantif. So what's that? That's an example of dichoy meikar. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila? Niktam Rosh HaMeir of Yantif. Also about Tamar B'Yomtov. Mahu. In our Gemara, on the Hadas case, on the Niktam Rosho of the Hadas case, on Amud Aleph, when you finish Amud Aleph, if you're learning line by line, and you finish Amud Aleph, what's your maskana? Yesh dichoy or ein dichoy b'dichoy meikara? By the case of Niktam Rosho, your maskana is, I don't know, tzafek, just machmir. On Amud Beis, the Gemara gets into anav of merubos me'alav, it has more berries than it has leaves. And the Gemara comes to maskana. Dichoy meikar is not dichoy. It's a maskana. And it never goes back and says, oh, if it's not dichoy when you're pulling off berries, then guess what? We now answer Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. Niktam Rosho, it's also not dichoy. Conceptually, it's the same. So Tos says, this is mind-boggling. Our Gemara raises the shaila. The Gemara says, we have no way of answering of being poshet the shaila. It's a suffix. All these people can say Adam is a suffix. Then Amud Beis, the Gemara deals with a hadas, doesn't like take us out to left field. It's a hadas, left field that way. It's a hadas. It's a different case of a hadas. Another rubus me'alav. It's dichoy me'akar. It's conceptually, halachically, it's the same case. It's just a different detail. It's pulling off berries instead of growth coming over the top of the hadas. It comes to a maskana that dichoy me'akar is not dichoy and never connects two and two. Never comes back and says, oh, now we have an answer to Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila. So Tos is blown away by that. Yeah.
Why is Rabbi Yirmiyah's case of dichoy meikara?
Niktam Rosh HaMeir of Yom Tov.
Yeah.
So by the time Yom Tov started, it's nidche. We're assuming the key time to look at is when Yom Tov starts. So when Yom Tov starts, it's nidche already.
On Erev Yom Tov, we don't consider that to be.
It's not a hadas. It's a twig.
Ah, okay, fine.
Okay, we're going to assume that for now. There may be variations of that. Right, but it's like Chametz Lufnei HaPesach, you know, that could be Batal Brov, according to those, Batal B'Shishim, right? Many Rishonim hold, Chametz on Pesach is Asr Mashu. Chametz Lufnei HaPesach is Batal B'Shishim. Why is it Batal B'Shishim? It's still Chametz. Yeah, it's physically Chametz, but there's no Din Chametz yet. So too over here. It's physically Hadas, but there's no Din Hadas yet. The Din Hadas, and that's what we discussed at the beginning, when should that Din Hadas kick in? So that's what Yoni was saying before, the Din Hadas kicks in, you know, at night.
When Yom Tov starts. Nothing to do with physical, it's all about its halachic status.
Yeah. It becomes possible for the mitzvah. So Tosfos is bothered by this. Why would the Gemara not connect it back? Why aren't we poshet the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah from the in the case of Niktam Rosh and also about Tamara, from the Mishnah about picking off the berries? So Tosfos makes the following chiluk, and this is a chiluk we're going to see soon, is made by others as well. Other Rishonim, we're going to see the Rashi and Katan, others make this chiluk. Tosfos makes the following chiluk. There's a big difference between a psul of too many berries and a psul of Niktam Rosha. The psul of Niktam Rosha, has the psul of Niktam Rosha corrected? Also about tomorrow. Who does that? Who makes it also about tomorrow? God does it, right? Hashem does that. That's not something we do. Right? So be clear, right? Okay. But too many berries, who fixes it? We fix it. it's totally biyado to fix when there are too many berries. When a person has the ability to be machshir the dichoy, there's more of a tzad kula. There's more of a reason to say that it should be totally okay. On Amud Beis, the Gemara says, dichoy me'akara, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's kosher. You know why the Gemara said it's fine, it's kosher? Because it's biyado to fix. Since you have the ability to fix it easily, so the mele it's kosher. And I'm an aleph, we're talking about niktam rosha. And the way to fix it is also about tomorrow. You don't have that kind of ability. You can't make it be also about tomorrow. Only Hashem could do that. So that's a much stronger form of dichoy. Even when it's only meyikara, it's a stronger form of dichoy. That's what Tosa says. Now, there's a third case of dichoy that the Gemara spoke about. Now I'm comparing Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. Amud Aleph where he talks about Niktam Rosha, Amud Beis where he talks about Anav Merubos Me'alav. What was the third case of dichoy we had in the Gemara? Kiyasei Adam. How did it become Nidche? How did it become Nidche? The dirt blew over the dam. Right? Is it Biyadol Asake? Can you fix that? Make a roy again? Of course you can. Just remove the dirt. Scrape up the dirt, you'll have dam again. Where does that raya belong in Amud Aleph or Amud Beis? Right, that raya is in the wrong place. The raya belongs on Amud Beis, doesn't belong in Amud Aleph. If Amud Aleph is about things that are not biyadol asakein, niktam rosha, the whole chiluk in Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, not biyadol asakein, and Amud Beis is biyadol asakein. What are we trying to bring a raya from Kisei Adam? Kisei Adam is not biyadol, is totally biyadol asakein. It's completely up to you to be misakein. So you've got to make another chiluk. Why is Kisei Adam more like not biyadol asakein? What's the lamdus of biyadol asakein? Why is biyadol asakein considered something? Why is biyadol asakein considered something so important that since you can fix it, mimela, it's not considered rejected, it's not considered pushed off? So is it that the power to do it shows a weakness in the dichoy, shows that it hasn't really been fully rejected? Or is it that, since it's biyadol asakein, the likelihood of tikkun, and there are more possibilities, I'm just giving two, the likelihood of me wanting to be misakein is much greater. And that's why it's considered ki'ilu, it's half fixed already. It's like kala omeid le, fill in the blank, kala omeid le gazel, gazel dame. You know, it's supposed to be fixed because I can do it and I want a kosher hadas, so I'm going to want to fix it. So it's supposed to be fixed. And maybe that's the word to be able to lasaki. And that since it's supposed to be and it's omeid to be fixed, so maybe it's ki'ilu, it's fixed already, so it's not rejected completely. But something like Niktam Rosha, where it's not like so partial that it's going to be fixed because I have no control over that, so it's not omeid to be fixed and therefore it's not considered like it's fixed. So again, let me just clarify. Tosus just says, biyadol asakein is different than when it's not biyadol asakein. I want to know why. Pasha way that I always thought was, well, when it's biyadol asakein, when it's up to you to fix it, you have the ability to fix it. When you have the ability to fix it, that shows that it hasn't really been pushed away. It hasn't really been nidche. If the emphasis is on dichoy, it hasn't really been nidche because it's so easy to just flip a switch and it's back. When you don't have the ability to fix it, it's really been nidcha. The dichoy has been much stronger. It's a din of the dichoy. The dichoy is a stronger dichoy when you don't have the ability to fix it than when you do have the ability to fix it. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, it's not a din of the dichoy. It's a din in you. That the dichoy was a strong dichoy, but the fact that it's biyadol l'sakein means that it's ki'ilu, it's already mesukan, because that's what it's omeid to do. It's omeid to be mesukan, so we'll view it as if it's mesukan. At every moment. And that memela makes it a weaker dichoy. You know what I'm saying? It's not that the emphasis is on the dichoy. The emphasis is that it's omeid for you to fix it. So you're able to fix it. Because you're able to fix it. As opposed to saying it's not biyadol asakein, who knows if it will ever be fixed. Again, chakir is only as good as the nafkamina that you can come out with. So what's my nafkamina? So nafkamina is the case of Kisei Adar. Kisei Adam is biyadi lisakein, right? I can fix it. Is it omeid lisakein? if I have a beged that has a rounded corner on it, do I have to square it off? Is there any reason why I would square it off? No reason to do it. It's not like there's nothing to motivate me to want to do that. If I have dam that's already covered, I don't have a mitzvah right now. There is no mitzvah of kisui dam if the dam is already covered. Okay, not in the situation of the mitzvah. It's omei to be uncovered. It's not really omei to be. It's biyadi. I can. So if you're going to tell me anything I can do, it's not considered nidcha. Well, then this kisui dam belongs to the base. But the fact that I can physically do it doesn't mean that it's omei to be done. And if that's the nekuda, whether it's omei to be done, then you understand why it's an aman aleph. Because kisui adam, to uncover, is not omei to happen. Why would I uncover it? I have no mitzvah. I pasha have no mitzvah right now, so why should I uncover it? Just to when I have a hadas that has more berries than it has leaves, why is it omei to be to have the berries picked? Because I need a hadas. I have a mitzvah to take the aluminium. That mitzvah is not going anywhere. No matter what happens to this hadas, I still have a chiyuv to take the aluminium. So as long as I have a chiyuv to take the aluminium, it's logical that my next step is to fix the hadas that I had. But by kisui adam, I don't have a mitzvah now. The mitzvah went away. There's no chavas agavra anymore of kisui adam. It's gone. So there's no reason why I would want to go and fix it.
Are we assuming that case of the hadas is where it became kosher before the first time you had a chiyuv? Because like, if it was still possible, so it must have been a different hadas. You just haven't been using hadas all of sukkahs. Is that the case of the bar?
It's the first day of Yantif, let's say.
I'm saying that's what it came to. Like, if you say that...
No, kosher, or I lost my hadas, whatever, it doesn't matter.
If it became kosher anytime after the first day, you have to be assuming you didn't take another hadas, and you just...
No, you don't have to assume that. Why do you assume?
You have another hadas, that's not only...
You lost it.
I'm saying you have... The one that's...
You lost the other one.
But if you have one, it's not omei. If you have another one.
So you're saying if you have another one, it's not omei to fix this one.
What I'm saying is, kind of bad, you know, if it's a puzzle when something starts, when something you haven't tried to get another one or something like that.
Right. I mean, would this be dependent circumstance? The thing is, when you're talking about the kashrus of a chafetz shel mitzvah, it's hard to make a dependent circumstance. That for one guy it is, for another guy it's not. Rav Saal gets into this a little bit in his piece, in his piece in B'Yitzchak Kikare on this issue. But it's just hard to say by a chefzah shel mitzvah that it's kosher apostle, that for that guy it's kosher, for that guy it's apostle. In terms of the isra of what he can and can't do with it, that you could say, is it a psik resha, is it not a psik resha, is it, right? But in terms of whether it's a kosher chefzah shel mitzvah, that's hard to say. So it's. I realize I'm saying as far as it sounds more like Tali and the Gavra, but...
We said yesterday in terms of hadas that shas al chak, so you have the same person looking at hadas, one person shas al chak, you could use it, one person can't use it.
Okay, and I mean you had that in the Gemara, right? Lulav b'shas adchak. The Gemara says b'shas adchak. Yavesh is kosher, but that we had machlokas and Rishonim. What that means? Does it really become kosher b'shas adchak, or you just do it as kosher style b'shas adchak? So that was major machlokas and Rishonim. Okay, good chazar week. Yeah.
Don't we say like you
will
want
to
do like mitzvos megufe, in which case like even though the dam is covered, if
right.
It's uncovered, then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even in that case, it's still likely that.
Yeah, yeah. I was mafriz alamida a little bit when in the way I formulated it to make the point, but you understand that there is a chilik between, you know, the fact that when a person's wearing tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy about that and happy that he squared it off and decided to make tzitzis out of it, and the fact that I have to take hadas, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, I have to take the aluminum. Right, so you're right, of course. There is a reason that I would want to square off my tzitzis, and there's a reason I would want to uncover the dam to do the mitzvah, because I like doing mitzvahs. It's like the story I've told you in the past. You know, we went to Eretz Yisrael with my brother once, and we were walking by the kotel, and we had ripped shirts, because we tore kriya, like you're supposed to. And someone came over to us and said, you didn't have to do that. You could have traded shirts or like sold it to each other, and you know, you could have gotten out of the whole thing. So my brother says, ken, aval kiyam la mitzvah. They're like, oh. Yeah. You would want to do a mitzvah, I guess. You know, that's a nice thing to do also, even if there is a way out. Just to throw something out there. A baby is born. A baby boy is born. Chiyuv Mila on the eighth day. Right? Baby is not, is jaundiced or whatever. Not Roiv Mila on the eighth day. Yesh Dicho Etzel Mitzvos, Ein Dicho Etzel Mitzvos. Should that play into our sugya? No. The zman of the mitzvah comes on the eighth day. That is the zman of the mitzvah, is the eighth day. But he's nidche. So why don't we say, that, okay, he was possible for the mitzvah. And if he's possible for the mitzvah, so then the mitzvah doesn't come back. The mitzvah's gone forever. If you hold the eshtichay, it's a mitzvah. If you hold the eshtichay. Now, it happens to be, when it comes to dichay meikara, we're going to say that dichay is not going to be so strong. Right? When it comes to something that was nidchay meikara, it's not going to be so strong. And we're going to say, la halacha anyway, but it doesn't even enter the conversation, right? La halacha anyway, it's not going to be nidchay. Because la halacha we pass in dichay meikara, right? It's not nidchay. And also by the milah, it's biyado. Right? It's biyado. Well, by the milah, it's biyado. It's like the case of the right, of the anav mruz me'alav. Well, no, it's not biyado. It's not biyado, I'm sorry. But the mila is not biyado. So that should taka be the suffix. Right, it should still be a suffix even the halacha. But the mila, it's biyado to do a mila. It's not biyado to make the baby healthy. If it was, halavai, we would make the baby healthy in time. So it's not biyado. So it's a lamed gimel lamed aleph question, in which case we should maybe say dichli. Yeah? Hey, Dinah?
Me?
No,
I don't.
Was I looking at you? Sorry.
Conversation shouldn't even start by Mila. By Mila, the Zman is Zman Chatzila, meaning the 8th day is the best time to do it. By Hadassim, you didn't do it by on the circus, you missed the mitzvah.
Okay.
By Mila, meaning
good.
It continues.
So what it's megala to you about Mila is that Mila, we must hold that there is a Zman mitzvah past the 8th day. The question is, how do you formulate that Zman mitzvah? Meaning, do you say that the mitzvah of doing bris milah, the zman of the mitzvah to do bris milah, is starting on the 8th day for the rest of your life? Which have major ramifications, by the way, if it's a mitzvah say shazman grama or not. If it goes forever, it may not be zman grama, but okay. So if you say that way, then you're right. It's not nidche, it's like, it is still dichle, I'm sorry, it would still be dichle. Because what's our whole sugya? What's our sugya about? Our sugya is about a hadas that becomes kasher on Yantif. So we want to say, even though it's still the Zman Mitzvah, and it becomes kasher, while it's still the Zman Mitzvah, but it wasn't kasher at the beginning of the Zman Mitzvah, that's enough to make it no good forever. So I take back. Right? I take back my accepting your point. I now reject it. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because by the Bris Milah, at the beginning of the Zman Mitzvah, the baby wasn't Roy Lamila. If he wasn't Roy Lamila at the beginning of the Mitzvah, so it should be rejected forever, just like by the Hadas. The Zman Mitzvah extends for a whole week. But if at the beginning it was no good, we reject it forever if you hold the Eshtichui. So why is Mila different?
Dichui seems like it's on a Chetzah. It's Chetzah Mitzvah. Like, let's say the Mitzvah Mila is like to be Mohu or something.
Ah, good. So where Mila seems to be different is that, I think we must have mentioned this in the past because I love mentioning this, is the Gemara Menachos and Medrash also. There's a word about David HaMelech. That David HaMelech was in. What? Oh yeah, okay. So when?
That was
the Mila Shir, all right. Right. So the what?
Parshas Vayir,
right. So the Gemara about David HaMelech. David HaMelech is in the bathhouse, he's in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he's all depressed because he's Arum in a mitzvos. He says, I don't have tefillin, I don't have tzitzis on, I'm Arum in a mitzvos. And then he looks at his Mila, Nechama. So the Maracha Zerua raises the question, what do you mean in Nechama? He's not doing the mitzvah of Mila now. Mitzvah Mila was done in him when he was a little baby, a long, long time ago. Yishai did that mitzvah. That's not his mitzvah even. What kind of Nechama is it? So there's a lot of agarata and drush you can give on that. But in Pshat and Halacha, says Maracha Zerua, what you see from there is that there's a mitzvah, in addition to the mitzvah of doing Mila, there's a mitzvah sheyehei mahul, that a person should be mahul. Let's say a person does a Mila and then they're Moshech Ba'ar Lasso. They undo the Mila. They go through some sort of surgery to bring back the Arla. Undo the Mila. So what? Now they didn't do the mitzvah of Mila? They did the mitzvah of Mila. But there's another mitzvah, Shiyahei Mahul, and that they're missing at this point in time. Which comes out unbelievable. Meaning, what are we really saying to our question? Do we say Dichu Yetzel Mitzvos by Mila? What we're really saying is, yes, we do say Dichu Yetzel Mitzvos. The baby is Nidche from the mitzvah of Mila. You can't do the mitzvah of Mila on this baby anymore. You know what mitzvah you could do? Sheyahei Mahal. You could only do the mitzvah that he's going to be Mahal. Problem is, we make a bracha on mitzvahs Mila. So one might suggest the mitzvah shiyehei mahul, the mitzvah that you make on milah is not only in the mitzvah milah, it's also on shiyehei mahul. We phrase the bracha on the maisa of doing the milah because that we always make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah and on a kima mitzvah. So the maisa mitzvah is to do the act of milah. That's the maisa mitzvah both for the mitzvah of milah and the maisa mitzvah for the mitzvah of shiyehei mahul. So you could still make a bracha on it, but it comes out unbelievable. You do a bris after the eighth day, you are not doing mitzvah smila. You are helping the baby do the mitzvah of shiyehei mahu. The problem with the bracha is not a problem in the sense that how could I make a bracha, there's no mitzvah being done, there is a mitzvah being done, shiyehei mahu. Problem with the bracha now becomes, why am I making the bracha if I'm the mohel or the aviyah ben? The aviyah ben is different than chnisa, but why? What, if let's say that I'm doing the milah, why am I making the bracha? It's the baby's mitzvah shiyehei mahu. Is it my mitzvah? So maybe that you could argue that it's my mitzvah to see to it shiyehei mahu, or that even if it's not my mitzvah, so strong is the koach of the maisa mitzvah versus the kiyum mitzvah. Someone else might be mekayim the mitzvah, but if I'm the one doing the maisa, I make the bracha. So I'm going to make the bracha on the milah, even though someone else is doing the maisa. So. Unbelievable insight about, we discussed last year, I think it was once, with Nebuch, this case of the woman from my shul I told you about, who was sick, who has leukemia, and she was diagnosed when she was pregnant, and the baby was born, and she was going in for treatments, and she was going to be in the hospital getting chemo the day of the eighth day, the day of the baby's bris. So she wanted to know, could they push it off a day? So it happened to have not been the eighth day that day. The baby's bris was going to be a few weeks late anyway. Question is, could they push it off another day to wait for the mother? Let's say, though, it would have been the eighth day. And they want to push it off to wait for the mother. So is it a vart in delaying mitzvahs? You're delaying a mitzvah. Not the best thing in the world, but like not the end of the world. You delay a mitzvah a few minutes. It's a dinin's reason, makdimin. Or is it that, no, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore if you delay this one? You're no longer doing the mitzvah smila. You're doing shiyehei mahu. If it's just delaying mitzvah, so probably you could wait for the mother. Right? But to not do the mitzvah, you're about to, delaying mitzvah, that's what comes up when couples get married and they don't want to have babies yet because they're really young, they're still in school, they can't afford it, whatever. So that's delaying the mitzvah. But over here, it's not just delaying the mitzvah, it's that you're not doing the mitzvah.
Why isn't this actually a beautiful Nikara?
It is Kis Dichu
Meira. I thought we said it's not even Dichu.
What? But it's not Biyadol Sake. It's a case of Dichu Meira Kar, both the case of Niktam Rosha and the case of, right, but it's not Biyadol Sake. So, and every time we mention this idea of Mila, it's important to point out the Ragachavar. I always like to say over the Ragachavar, every excuse I can. The Ragachavar in Sefer Ishim Vashitas, Rav Zevin Sefer on the Ragachavar, he says, how Reb Chaim used to always say that there's the Reb Chaim's unique thing in halacha is that he always came up with tzvei dinim. It's a din in the gavra, a din in the chefza, a din in the kiyum, a din in the maisa. Right? It's always one of two things. He said the Ragachavar's unique thing was he always came up with three dinim for mitzvahs. Like he had a lot of shtiklach Torah where he explained all these kashas by saying that there are three dinim. And the first example Rav Zevin gives of where the Ragachavar says three dinim is mila. He says there's a mitzvah of a maisa doing a bris mila. There's a mitzvah sheyehei mahul, and there's an isra arel, to be an arel. And they have different halachas for all of them. So nafkaminas and all of them, you look in Ishim Shittos, he gives you a basic rundown of the different halachas. Okay. Now, A little bit of it. So let me introduce you, I guess, to what we'll discuss tomorrow. I guess Rabbi Levin wanted to do next week anyway, so I'll push him off till Sunday. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, it's Biyadeinu L'Sake. Okay. Let me just introduce you by telling you a very well known. You guys, some of you learned Moed Katan in the past. So the third part of Moed Katan is all about Avelos. There's a major machlokas between the Rosh and his Rebbe. Anyone know who the Rebbe of the Rosh was? Jewish trivia? Maram Rutenberg. So the Rosh and his Rebbe have a major machlokas in the following case. What if you have a child whose parent dies Let me back up a step. A person loses a relative and doesn't know about it. So what's the halacha? When they find out, do they sit shiva? Initially, they didn't know about it. So when they find out, do they sit shiva? So it depends when. This is what we call shmo krov, shmo rechoka. So if they found out early enough, then you base chodesh, they would still sit shiva. If they find out later, after Yud Beis Chodesh, they wouldn't sit shiva anymore. They have one day of Avelus, a whole set of halachas in Yardaya and Terchelik of Yardaya. Shmur Krov, Shmur Chag, right? Now, let's say you have the following case. You have a child who loses a parent, Rachman al-Tzlan. Child is under Bar Mitzvah. Before the Shloshim is up, the child becomes a Bar Mitzvah. 2 weeks after the Shloshim, the child becomes a Bar Mitzvah. Does he now have to be Misabel, Shiva, and Shloshim again? Is it like a Shmuel Krova? He just found out. It's like, it's the same thing, right? He just found out about the Avelis, so now he has a Chiv. The child didn't just find out. He knew about it all the time, but he was a kid then. He wasn't Chayiv and Avelis. And now he becomes Chayiv and Avelis. So, the Rush writes, in the name of Ram Rutenberg, Meisav v'oima b'shar shayikatan, v'kodim shav v'lamed yom nasa gadol, he's Chayiv, Chayiv, Shiva, Chayiv, and Shloshim. And he would count the Avelis not from the Yom HaKvura, but from the day of his Bar Mitzvah. It's like hearing a Shmur Krova. That's what the Rush quotes from Ram Rutenberg. The Rush himself disagrees, and he thinks, no, he's not going to be Chayiv. Now, in that same discussion, they have also an interesting discussion about what if a person was an Onein on Motzei Shabbos, so they didn't make Havdalah. So you do the Mitzvah of Havdalah Sunday after the Kavura. Right, so that gets into Anasur's Pater. Similar type of discussion. Where we're going to take this discussion, going to the child, is that when the child initially found out about the loss of the parent, so he was Nidche. He was Nidche from the Mitzvah. So do you assume that the fact that he was Nidche was Dicha Me'akara? It wasn't Biyad Olasakim. So there's room to assume that maybe it should be dichui. Right? That is that's the discussion that Bezer Shem will have tomorrow. If you want to take a sneak peek in Shirei Arav and Avelis, Simen Mem, mostly Os Beis, Simen Mem, mostly Os Beis, and in Hari Kedem that I have in the packets. There will be a 10-minute halacha after Mincha, Bezer Shem, continuing wedding week.